Greetings, lovely listeners. Let's talk about what I believe to be our superpower as mediums when we work with spirit. That superpower is your speaking voice. It's your voice. It's you speaking. I always say to my new mediums, and even some that have a few years of training under their belt, that when you're speaking, you're not thinking. And this is so important because what the voice is doing and our speaking is it's canceling out the ability for our mind to come in and dissect the information of spirit's giving us, because we shouldn't be thinking at all about what spirit has given us. And when we speak, we can't think. So it helps that mind stay silent, that essence that is you. When we speak, also, energy flows. If you think about what's happening in a mediumship session with the medium, they are expanding out and blending, taking on more energy, right? Has to be. With this soul, this essence, this energy that they're welcoming in. And so as mediums, we are taking on more energy. And it makes sense that when we do that, and we're not necessarily used to it, we need to get it out. We need to express it. And speaking, I believe, is a way that we can do that. I do think that our physical voice and expression of what we're receiving when spirit blends with us and our energies blend and we get these, all of a sudden the communication starts and we see and we feel and we know, expressing that in the moment, we are releasing the energy that is coming in from the spirit person. It's very simple, actually. And I think it's important to note that when we're not speaking, when all this is happening, if you're a medium, you know, if you don't speak and you hold on to all this energy, I mean, that's essentially what it is. The see, feel, know, it has to be energy. All of it's coming in from spirit. You want to hold on to it. You don't want to speak it. How does that feel to you when you do that? And then I ask you to think about how it feels when you speak what you're receiving. It's a release. There's no tension or worry or energy being held on to with your mind and the information that's coming in. When you speak, you release it. So that's also how it can help the flow, because it's energy that needs to go out when you're taking energy in from spirit. So this is two ways that I've shared with you already that our superpower as mediums, the voice, when we speak, speaking, really, really helps our mediumship in that it silences the mind. We can't analyze or freeze up or think about what we're receiving from spirit. We just trust and speak through it. And then also, we are releasing the energy that is coming in with the spirit world. And the other way that speaking in a contact, you know, when we're blended with spirit, helps is it enables the natural cycle of what I call the heartbeat and mediumship, and I'll do a podcast about that here next. It allows us to be the multitaskers we are. It allows, when we're speaking and that mind is silent, it allows for the next piece to come through. It's not just about getting energy out. It also allows for the next energy to come in. We're multitaskers as mediums. We're like jugglers. When we receive, we speak. And as we speak, we have to be aware of our sitter. And when we're giving that information and speaking it out, we are at the same time receiving the next piece. That is optimal flow. And so we're multitaskers. We have to speak, be aware of the client, and then also receive our next piece. And when you are speaking, guess what? The mind is in that perfect space of awareness, but not overthinking, to check in with the client. When you're speaking, you're relaying and expelling that energy that goes to the client. And when you're speaking, you're allowing that clarity of that mind, the silent mind, to be aware of the next piece coming in from spirit. I mean, speaking is golden in mediumship. Speaking is your superpower. It is your best friend. Think about the sessions that you really, really have struggled with as a medium. How much speaking did you do? You know, actually, let's think about this. How many pauses of silence occurred, right? It's really food for thought. Really, really, really is. So I've already told you three golden ways that speaking helps our mediumship. I think it's one of the most important things we need to do. We have to speak. The other reason speaking is important is because it allows the whole story to be told, the whole sentence. We can be aware of our speaking and how many words we say, and then throw on the conjunctions, right, to continue that thought that spirit is giving us. For example, and I think I may have talked about this on my podcast already, if the medium is speaking and, you know, saying, they're showing me, this father in spirit is showing me a red car. Would you understand a red car? Well, you can keep speaking with some extra words thrown on after the red car. And as you're speaking, you will allow that detail about the red car to come through. But it's us as mediums, we choose to stop speaking. We choose to only give 4 or 5 word pieces of evidence, when in reality, there should be at least 10 words, you know, give or take. So what it should sound like is you start speaking, they're showing me this image of a red car. And as you're speaking this image, you let go of the red car and you give your little conjunctions. As he shows me a red car, I know that, and it's, he had pictures of red cars on his wall, or I know he loved flashy cars. Just you speaking those few extra words allows the detail to come through. And I know I've touched on that briefly with another podcast, but I'm throwing it in there again because it's just another way that speaking helps us. You know, to review filler sentences, you state the last yes, or you state what you just said, or you give a statement that has nothing to do with the evidence you presented, but just gets your power going, gets the flow going. You know, as I work with him more, as they tell me more, as I ask them more, you know, as I listen now to her, it's something that again gets that cycle going of that energy going out and the energy coming in from spirit. I mean, just today in Circle, I watched just a few mediums, you know, check in, they got a yes, and then they went back to spirit and they don't say anything. We just sit there as mediums a lot of times. And we think that it's just gonna, you know, we just need to wait for spirit to drop in that feel, that image, or give us that feeling. But no, I promise you, you have the power and the control to give that filler sentence. And as you're speaking it, not knowing what you're going to say, right? Next, when you give that filler sentence, and as they tell me more, yes, they're taking me to their home now. And they're so happy with their home and proud. They, you know, had it built from the ground up, and I feel like they were there 30 for a long time, and I know at least 30 years, right? Whatever. You won't start getting more clearly until you start speaking. The last thing you want to do when you go back to work with spirit after a pause of silence is to sit there and wait, because what's going to happen is you're freezing, you're waiting, and your mind is going to think, where's the next piece? I'm waiting. And you can cancel out all that uncomfortableness if you just start saying a filler sentence. It's just golden. Something I wanted to share with you listeners and just, you know, pop on real quickly to share with you, that please don't underestimate your voice. When in doubt with your contact, speak. Speak the last yes. Reset and give that "as I work with him more" filler sentence. You have the power to get the cycle going again after you've stumbled in it. Okay? And don't forget this. Try it. Just try it. Try using that super, super power that I absolutely know will give you a better flow, a better understanding with deeper evidence of what spirit wants to say and giving it to the client. Everything will improve if you utilize your voice and speak. Until next time.